Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, man, crack your motherfucking bottle of yak, know what I mean? Crack a motherfucking Dutch, dump like two or three doves, and motherfucking keep this shit going, man. You better not motherfucking stop this CD, man. My man Scoob is holding it down, man. Lost in Yankees, be a Scoob, hit him again. Can't be serious, nigga.
Somebody gon' die.
Hey yo, my squad so gangster. The niggas try to copy us, but here's my hypothesis. Ain't nobody stopping us. You hungry, I feed you still. Make room in your mouth. Half the police force probably got a room in your house. Nigga, you can't be serious. Your whole style gimmicked out. It's bullets in a clip, I won't hesitate to get them out. I still keep a gutter, the 38 in the old sock. When the hell was the last time you chilled on your old block? I'm in the hood frequently with crack gats and reefers. I stay with the heat on me, niggas don't wanna beef with me. Should've had the decency to keep our names out your songs, nigga. But you had to go and run your mouth, and now it's on, nigga. Fuck if you paid. Got big homes and cars, we in the hood. We got great hooks and excellent bars. I don't got time for your games, so please don't playin' with me. I don't give a fuck, so what the fuck is you saying to me? Your chain look nice, I catch you slipping, then I'm yapping it. You might got a gun, but pussy, you ain't clapping it. Cause if you was, you would've clapped back when you got hit. But you didn't. You survived, now you run around trying to pop shit. Let it be known, I ain't hating, but of course you gon' sell. When you win a no-lose situation, you signed to a nigga that's selling mills, and you got one of the greatest producers ever, nigga, I'm being real. You come in one, you gotta deal with the other three. Fuck saying it in the records, I'ma say it publicly. Curtis, you sunned out, let me speak to your grandpops, who wanted them straps standing in front of the gram spot. My ruler got a mind of his own, it just won't take his eye off of your dome, it's partially chrome. We the men in black and now Will and his white man. I cock it back with the left and bust it with the right hand. I put it work, fuck you think I'm on my job for? I was in the streets thugging while your ass was in Job Corps. Basically what I'm saying is, little nigga, you a bitch, and you wouldn't bust a bubble if you was washing the dish, motherfucker.
Sounds like, man,
somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, yo, man, Southside, man. You're screaming out Southside, but niggas in Southside don't fuck with you, man. I don't even remember the last time you been in Southside, man.
Niggas better hide your eyes.
Fuck out of here, nigga. You pussy, nigga. You don't even be in the hood.
Cause I'm gonna ride tonight.
We got this shit by fall, nigga.
Nigga, somebody gonna die tonight.
I ain't even gonna say nothing about that other nigga. Cause Spoonie used to smack that nigga up. You ass.
The bullets gonna fly tonight.
Nigga, I don't know what the fuck is poppin', nigga. I know what's going on, nigga. My 12 gauge knock all y'all niggas off stage, nigga. Fuck is wrong, y'all, nigga. Don't ever come at nobody over here, nigga. None of y'all niggas built like that.
I'm
that nigga's just
rat.
And if you following the rat, you a mouse, nigga.
Tonight.
Doing anything to get that cheese, nigga. Falling in that trap. Yo ass get motherfucking clapped.
DJ Scoop Dude. Now let me hear some crazy loot shit.
that you pussy, cause you ain't the same if police is around, nigga. I know that you pussy, I know that you pussy, cause you ain't the same if police is around, nigga. Listen, my niggas, I ain't with all that riffing, my niggas. Load 9 bullets to hit you, have you shitting, my niggas. Niggas bodies out New York, but they letting the mouths ride. Been a long time since you been on the south side. The niggas wanna count what we got. Your niggas industry, cornball, I get most my shit from the block. But it's funny, I can switch up my watch, plus switch up my car. Got a house in a real cool spot, but you never gonna see me on Cribs. I'm a criminal, can't let them grimy niggas see where I live, cause they might kick in the door, looking for the piff and the roll, but all they gonna get's the fifth and the four. All eyes on me, like Mr. Shakur, knocking the whispers in the Cadillac, sit on velour. I adapt to my habitat, give me a four, with a fully loaded clip, a bitch that drives stick, that can roll a tie stick, that be on some high shit. Mind about to cut up this yayo, bring 50 to the bank, then buck at these a-holes. But I don't wanna blame they click, they don't stand a chance, and I'ma come clean. I like to dance to this shit. Some niggas I but tell yeah, yo the vermouth. Let me set you, check you. 50 don't respect you on the radio. We said your baby mom was a deuce. I was sitting on the bunk like damn you punk. Don't make me off niggas, your snitches are soft niggas.
Whoa. I'm just fucking around with y'all niggas. I ain't trying to catch a case. I know that you busted. Police is with you. Security is some. I ain't gonna risk it, my nigga. In case you ever feel jumpy, leave the cops on them, though. You know? One.
Yeah, people, we're experiencing technical difficulties. Please be, the fuck is going on, man? Niggas finally come back from a long time coming, and, of course, we got to deal with the bullshit. But, like I said, I had to schedule the show because it was originally from 8 to 9, so I scheduled it from 9 to 10. So right now it's live. You got an hour and 5 minutes left. So, you know, I'm trying to throw this shit on real quick, and then we could definitely get in the mix of things. Get this shit to fucking work. So, bear with me. Because, it's Angry Bastard Radio. Matter of fact, let me just put the announcement out. It's, MySpace.com/Angry_Bastard_Radio. And, you know, we'll be taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until, you know, 10 o'clock in the p.m. Right now we got Fresh in the building, 6-4 in the building. Niggas ain't unmuted yet. I'm going to play this track, and then niggas is going to come back. This nigga Fresh is always telling me to play some Pac. So I finally got some Pac. It's finding out something you want to hear. Well, I mean, you find out something that you requested, but it says the truth. So after this pop, we're going to come back.
Static with some niggas on the other side of town. Let my little cousin K roll, he's a rider now. What they want from us, motherfucking thug niggas.
Right.
Now I plug niggas and slug niggas. Am I wrong? Niggas making songs trying to get with us. Must be gone on stress. We in the west, we trust to the chest. I bust, then we ride to the sun comes shining back to brighten up the sky. How many die? Heard the Fuji was trying to do me. Look, bitch, I cut your face. This ain't no motherfucking movie. Then we watch the other two die slow. Straighter in the training at my motherfucking side show. Bam, set my plan in mode. Time to exterminate my foes. I can't stand you hoes. Now label this my fucking trick shot. My lyrics running all you cowards out of hip hop. When we ride on our enemies.
Motherfuckers die when we ride. When I am, take a journey through my mind's eye. You
by. Watch my eyes when I pull the trigger. So right before you die, you bow before a bigger nigga. Now try to watch you as heartless on your hits. Niggas blood and scream teeth after they saw that shit. Pay attention, here's a word to those that rob me. I murder you, then I run a train on my beat. Don't fuck with me, nigga, you're barely living. Don't you got sickle cell? See me have a seizure on stage? You ain't feeling well, hell. How many niggas wanna be involved? See, I was only talking a bit, but I'll kill all of y'all. Then ball, then tell the brats to keep a mouth closed. Fuck around and get tossed up by the fucking outlaws. Before I leave, make sure everybody heard. Know I meant every motherfucking word when we ride on our enemies.
That's what I'm talking about.
When we ride on our enemies. Make sure everybody dies. We ride on our enemies.
For me to know, like, 3 weeks before this happened, and then 3 weeks later, y'all
ride on our enemies.
Track.
Make sure everybody dies. We ride on our enemies.
Let it be known. Bring my dead souls. Let it be known. Street monsters.
Plan to take command of the whole family, though underhanded to be the man who was planned on my road dogs. Official mob niggas love to act up. The first of bomb when we rob niggas, I could be lost in my own mind. To be the boss, only thoughts gripping chrome up. Niggas get tossed up, war scars, battlefield memories. Swore I saw the devil in my empty glass of Hennessy. Talking to a nigga on the tight leash, screaming fuck the police. As I ride through the night streets, little child running wild. So it's danger, what's the cause? Don't be alarmed, that's to all strangers. Maybe I'm a madman, a pistol grabbing nigga, unleash the Sandman. Promise a merciless retaliation, nothing is colder. Close your eyes, hear the ballad of a dead soldier.
Life will be. This
is the ballad of a dead soldier.
Life will climb, life will be.
Close your eyes, hear the ballad of a dead soldier.
Play the game, play to win.
This is the ballad of a dead soldier.
Crazy world, pull it up.
Close your eyes. Completely lost, revenge at all costs. Payback to bitch, switch now to tricks, folks. Tossed up and never to be heard of. A single witness screaming bloody murder, murder. Blast, tell me, homie, what you see now? A blind man in a dead body, I'm ready to leave town and get my cash though. Hook up with cash though, homie at the blast from the task force. Stupid cops tried to play us out, never that. They took my money and my stash, I'ma get them back. I put my secret arrival, 2 block 4 5, time for survival.
Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy GQ holding it down on Angry Bastard Radio. Listen to 4 of them, watch these funniest Angry Mad Roastful Smooth Angry Bastards 5 days a week. That's right, 5 days. This is a show where anything and everything happens, from whatever music to whatever combo to whatever roast and chat line joke session. Listen in if you're ready to laugh your ass off, your cooler off, your butt cheeks off. That's if you have one. And that's definitely going out to the ladies. Alright. No Transformers over here, okay? No Transformer action going over here, alright? No King Cobra shit going on over here. No Dracula, you know, T-Rex, jawbone face having ass niggas going on over here, alright? My crew is ill. I mean, first up, and as they got it first up, they got the number one nigga. There's a nigga got number one next to his name. It's 6'4 in the building. 6 Fizzles in the building. Number two, we got.
In your guts, man.
In your guts,
man.
E-Bra.
In your guts, man.
In your guts, man.
In your guts, man. And not only that, man. Hey, yo, man. Tell niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Word up, man.
I mean, no. Number three, I don't know who this is, but they don't have a hand raised up to talk, so I guess they just, you know, air hustling, you know what I mean? They're spectating right now. They Call of Duty spectating right now, so, I mean, I'm going to let them stay in the matrix.
Watching how niggas move, watching how niggas move and busting guns and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
Good, though. We know, y'all just trying to get it from the best.
And last but not least, but we got Florida's own Fresh back in the building.
Oh, shit.
The nigga's back from the dead. Talking about yeah. I resurrected. Fuck Pockets, you
know what I mean? Oh,
shit. Yeah, that was disrespectful.
Yeah, that was so disrespectful.
But I mean, this is
Shorty like Pock. me, Big Papa. She's screaming, hit him up. I'm screaming, who shot you?
Oh, boy. Listen to this kid.
His
yeah.
tail's going, nigga.
Yeah.
What was that, Ink?
His tail's going.
Early in the game. Hey, Fresh, he asked, how's those orange cells going?
Orange cells? I know this ain't coming from the Mexican man himself. This is how burrito eating ass, nigga.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's a little too early for this. Don't you want to, you know, wait until it's almost your bedtime eat?
Hmm.
No, dog. Let me ask you a question, man. Ask you a question.
Shoot.
If I was with your moms and your I related to you?
You gotta repeat that, brother. Like, you know, your phone went in and out.
If I was with your mom and your sister, am I your father or am I your brother? Which one? Holla. Let me know.
Right.
I'm confused,
I'm
dog.
Let me make sure I got this shit right, because, I mean, I can see this nigga got a Metro and shit. So when you say you was, hold on. You say if you was with my mother, you might be my father. If you was with my sister, you might be my brother.
In-law. Yeah, that's right. But what if I was with both? What am I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that worked out since I ain't got no sister, but...
I mean, you don't have a sister because she's over here tied up chained to the boiler like you usually do, you know what I'm saying? Like,
chained
I mean,
to the boiler.
The worst part is I know y'all don't got boilers out there, so she's getting extra crispy off my boiler, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's all good, though, you know what I mean? Like, niggas ain't gonna do her dirty, too dirty.
Oh, anymore.
Anymore, you gotta add anymore.
Matter of fact, you know what? I lied, actually. We're gonna do her very dirty. Really.
55 minutes left.
We're gonna send her home on her knees, you know what I'm saying?
It's party and bullshit hour.
I know it hurts. You probably wanna hang up right now. I mean,
nah, honestly, God, I can't stop thinking about your Mighty Mouse house right now, bro.
Mighty Mouse?
You still gotta duck your head when you inside the crib? I know you be on your knees when you brush your teeth and shit, God. I'm just making sure. I mean, I don't know.
Nigga, took it to the pad, nigga.
The thing is, I know you ain't talking about Chris, B. You ain't even got a basement. I mean, how am I supposed to chain a bitch up in your basement if you don't got a basement, dog? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, y'all Florida niggas go backwards, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't know. I guess you just picked up a hammer or something like that, so, you know, you're talking and all that.
That's why we have an actual house. Hold on, dog.
Let me tell you something, dog. Just because, right? Go play. Yo, what are you saying, dog? Like, seriously, are you on speakerphone?
What is he saying?
I can't hear a word he's saying.
Let's go to Florida and get some gold fangs that don't make you pitbull, nigga.
That's because he got your girl's nipple in his mouth, so you know it's taking him a little extra time just to get the words out. Like me, like her other nipples in my mouth. So basically, we're doing a threesome on your girl right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know you wasn't expecting that, but it is what it is, and that's how we've been keeping it for the longest. So we're just gonna keep doing it like that because that's all we know. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's going to give it up to him, and then I'm going to slide her to Brini, and then I'm going to slide her to, you know, whoever else needs to be slid on because she's a slide.
Mm-hmm.
She's just going to keep sliding like ice skates on fucking ice. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's her whole story right there. So she's just going to keep ice capating, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep doing what we do. But, you know.
Ice capating. Y'all hear it. It's on AB Radio, man. Don't be swagger jacking, man.
I mean,
hey, yo,
we ain't heard from Fresh in a minute, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't nothing, like, we still wolf his ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, no need
they
to
got
care.
To, man.
No
pause.
Because, you know, niggas move like men, so there's no need to pause shit. Like, he could pause it if he wants to. I know he might need to pause it because he don't got the confidence, which is why he's sitting there thinking, like, why is niggas getting on me? Why is niggas talking about my shit?
Well,
one thing I ask
is niggas still looking like trash men down in the dirt? Like, you niggas walk around with neon green and, you know, yellow Dickie suits on and, like,
yo,
you know.
Hey, God, listen, I can't even front on that. You true on that right there.
Oh, so they still dressing like that?
Yeah, so I honestly can't tell you what that is right there, but you see a lot of you see a lot of them lime green, hot orange.
Why are you trying to act like all your best friends don't rock the yellow dicky hoodie?
What it is, because these Haitians are taking over, dog. Them Cubans ain't even on the map no more.
Oh yeah, I forgot you was a fake cigar flipping Cuban. I forgot about that. I thought you was Puerto Rican because there's no Cubans up here. It's just Puerto Rican.
I could have went through all the mama jokes. You gonna call me Puerto Rican? Then you gonna get personal now?
Let me speak. I got a reason why there's not that many Cubans up north.
I thought he was another Ken, you know what I'm saying? Puerto Rican, Dominican.
It's all Kens, you know what I mean? The Ken crew, man. But wait a minute, the reason why there's no Cubans out here is because it was too far to swim up here. So they figured, hey, well, Florida's the closest spot, let's go to Florida. New York is too far.
We're too lazy, and we don't have any motivation, so we're just gonna go ahead and stop off in Florida. You know,
this cardboard isn't gonna make it all the way up there, you know.
Listen, y'all gotta listen straight, man. Ain't no cardboard. We came on a motherfucking raft, son. You gotta get that straight, dog. Yeah, that's better than black folks.
We came chained up together in the bottom of a boat. So, I mean, at least y'all was able to drink water. We got water thrown on us.
At least they had a choice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they had some type of choice. We didn't. The fucking thing about it is this dirty-ass African sold us to these white people, man. But it's cool. You know? I'm chilling right now. It feels free. I can go to the corner store and get some food. These niggas is hunting in the jungle. I'm good.
And your mom's still my cup buddy. Everybody wins, you know what I'm saying? Ace, Billy the Kid,
Did you ever figure out who was Air Hustler?
Nah, I think that might be 6'4's people.
Okay.
Did you figure out who was Air Hustling? They all got the hand up, so I think they just chilling, like they just trying to, you know, just listen to the show.
What's the phone number?
It's a 609 area code. I can't say no more. I'm not putting, you know.
I mean, 609, that's not my people, son. That's your people.
Oh, okay. You know what? That might be Trenton State.
First three digits?
Huh?
What's the first three digits? 609 what?
Yeah, I'm not putting all that out there. 609, motherfucker. That's all that matters.
Three digits? What's the first three digits?
I'll tell you the next digit, which is 3. That's about it, nigga.
What's the next one, an 8?
Nah, nigga. The first one was the talking out of here.
That's what I'm saying. Speak out. Speak out.
You know what it might be? It might be this nigga Fresh's mom's calling from lockup. You know what I'm saying? I had her on the stroll, so maybe she got picked up by the police for trying to sell that boat, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that couldn't be possible because his mom is in my yard right now raking the leaf with a teeth.
Nah, that's his grandmother. The funny thing is that his mom, like, she was flipping punani, you know what I'm saying, like flapjack, so I guess she got caught by the police trying to sell her snatch.
On a for real note, how much y'all think I can get for y'all?
That was a racist shit right there, dog.
I don't know how much you can get from me, but I know you could definitely get a good $50 for your mom, probably $50 and a raincoat.
That nigga's in a raincoat. Hey, caller, you're on the air. 609, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
It is Trenton State. Yo, what up, Trenton? Trenton State in the building?
I was like, oh, they just called me out. I was listening for a little bit, you know.
Trenton Correctional.
Hold on, Trenton, listen, I got a question.
What
color are your panties?
Oh, boy.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
He's not the only person that asked me that shit today. That's why I'm like.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, I was right.
I don't know why men want to know that. Like,
I don't know. It's like, it's not like if you say pink or red, you're like, oh, yeah. Like,
no.
I never understood that either, but it's just a question that needs to be answered.
Another question.
They're pink.
They're peach. Matter of fact, forget about
the color.
What color are they? I want to
know what cut they are.
Bikini cut.
Ooh, so you got a little cheek
in it now, huh? A little.
Got a little cheek.
You don't see no panty lines with them, so it's either that or thong for me.
Oh, it's that time of the month?
No, I just said with bikini
you
cut,
no
you don't see the panty line.
Month, nigga. How she gonna wear a thong if she menstruating, nigga?
So what,
nigga?
You can hear that nasty nigga. So what?
Already.
That's
K.O.E.
Trent, I'm usually the one that sends people out the building. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna do it today though, cause you sound like you're mad cute. How old are you? Where you
23.
From?
And I live in Trent.
What do you do?
I'm a correctional officer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's crazy.
You
definitely.
Yeah, you're right. You did. I was just trying to see y'all.
I work at Trent site. So.
You're fresh meat, but I'm not. You're not holding me down. Like, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. You're going to have to tase me or some shit. I'll probably slap you mad hard and knock you out unconscious and shit.
Oh, my God.
You have to tase me. What's going on?
Why are you being so mean to me? I'm not laughing. I feel hurt right now.
Why are you hurt? You chose that job. That's like you being mad because a criminal shot you because you wanted to be a cop. You wanted to be a damn hero, right? That's what you get, be a hero.
Well, first of all, really, I don't go on a tier unless needed. Like, I'm in the front.
So they know you can't handle the tier. All right, I'm sorry.
No, they don't know that. They don't know. No, it don't even go like that. Like, I signed up to be at the front desk, but I'm registered and everything from my pistol or whatever. I can do whatever,
else,
you know, any other correctional officer do, but I choose to be in the office.
You signed up to be at the front desk? You chose that?
Huh?
Why don't you just be a secretary? Like, what's the difference? Like,
secretary don't make that much money.
You gotta go where that money's at.
Yeah.
I want you to
earn your paycheck. Transfer to a person I can.
Earn your paycheck. Earn your paycheck. Get knocked out.
Oh boy.
Turn that music down, dog.
What's your ass up, man? Don't be mad because I can blast music at 110 and people still hear me. I can blast it at 2% and nobody still hear you. You low budget phone having ass nigga.
You nigga.
I ain't gonna front. The only reason why I got loud phones is because of this nigga, because he gave me his phone.
Hey yo, Trent. What are your dimensions, yo? Like, what do you look like?
EQ has my MySpace. If you want to look up my MySpace is empty.
I don't want to look at your pictures and your corny ass.
Oh, my God, so I got to give you a description. All right, well, what you want to know about? Like, I'm light brown, I'm 5'6", I weigh 163.
Oh, man, you're getting flipped like flapjacks.
Oh, my gosh, you got jokes for everything, huh?
I sure do. I got a lot of stuff, though.
Oh gosh, okay.
You might want to keep it over there where it's safe and where niggas, you know what I'm saying, where niggas don't really know how to handle you. I got the antidote for that bullshit.
Jeez, ain't no bullshit over here though.
All right, ma. We're gonna exchange numbers and then we're gonna see what's good.
Okay.
You work for the city? I work for the city too.
Actually, I work for the state. I don't work for the city. I'm not a police officer.
Same difference.
Know.
Oh,
he called you out. Not really.
I mean, either way, you police. You like Shaq. You police.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
I would rather be a CEO than a police officer, though.
I mean, why are you acting like those are the only choices you got, though? What up?
They not. I have my license at LPN, so come on, it's my choice on what I'm doing. If I want to do something more, I can.
You're right. You chose the right job. Come get knocked out.
Oh,
you
God.
Better hope I'll never get locked up in trouble. I'm looking for you. I'm coming to get you. I'm like, yo,
nah, nigga, you better hope you don't ever get locked up in Trenton. Them niggas ain't no joke. Them niggas ain't no joke.
Nigga, you think it's different? You think
wherever
it's different
you get locked
there?
Up, if
you
come to me,
there,
you gotta be going to like the psych ward or something.
They got grown men crying in there. big old Devo niggas.
I mean,
kind of like little babies.
That ain't got nothing to do. All that means is that the size don't make the man. That's all that means to me. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Like I said, I'm slapping you mad hard with my left hand, my off hand too.
Mm. Nigga said his left hand.
Mm.
Oh, man.
You see how you said that? You're gonna be like, you're gonna be the one to bring in drugs for me and shit like that. You're gonna be the one, definitely.
I'm
definitely
sorry.
Make you bring.
Sorry.
Bring a knife
I'm not that desperate.
City.
Wait, how did you get that job?
You go to Cal Six building on what is that, South Clinton, and you look up the position on the computer and stuff. You print out the application, fill it out or whatever. Then 6 months to like 5-6 months later, you gotta take a test. And however you score on the test is where they basically place you.
Oh wow. And did you have to go through the whole? Did you have to go through the whole process of fingerprinting and
because you can't have no type of background.
Damn, I got like a little background, like I ran a red light and I ran into a pizza truck. And I got nervous, so I stole the pizza and ran off without the scene. So I stole pizza, and I ran on the scene. So I have a little, it's a stupid background, but, so I couldn't get, that's like something my minor. Who can become?
Do they find that as a felony? If not, you can still get in there. Don't got no felony charges, you could.
Hey, yo, E, you're unmuted.
I'm not unmuted, nigga. Oh, y'all was just ignoring me, huh? Bitch ass niggas. Yo, shorty, listen, I'm trying to be a cop too. I'm a cop, a New York City cop. You have handcuffs? Do you have handcuffs?
Yes, I do.
Huh?
Yes, I do.
Do you use the handcuffs the right way, or do you use them for work only? Man, I'm asking a question. That's all. That's it.
I use them when I want.
Oh, use them when you want?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? You 5'6", 163?
Yeah.
So you kind of thick, ain't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you guys definitely check the MySpace pics. Like, she's on the show page. Shorty is definitely official. I'll tell you one thing, though. When I met her, because I never met her before, but I met her on the Chiz. And she, right now, she's mellowed out. But when I first met her, oh man, she was a bitch. I'm talking about you come in the room, the whole in the room, fuck you, nigga, who you? I'm like, damn, shorty, where you from? I'm from Trenton, nigga. Yo, let me get your number. Suck a dick. Like, what the hell? Why are you suck a dick for? I'm trying to get your number.
I wasn't mean like that.
Yeah.
Have you never met her before? Yo, why don't y'all see each other?
No. Huh? Yo.
Yo, listen, Ma, the bottom line is, if you was my shorty, I have you handcuffing me and reading me my rights every night, yo.
Oh, shit. Crazy.
This is officer.
I mean, but you gotta tase me every once in a while, man. Just keep me in check.
Yeah.
Put the taser to my balls.
I can't.
Oh,
you.
Lord, I don't know.
Nah, taser my balls.
I can't use my taser. They record every time you use a taser.
What do you mean they record?
They record it.
You can use your hands. Fuck it. Slap me.
Hey, you got a billy club? Like, beat me over the head.
I want you to train in Damien and push my shit in.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Whoa.
Train in Damien.
Come on, dog.
I want my shit pushed in.
Yeah, that's real okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Good night.
Hey, have you ever been with a Cuban?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
That doesn't make you happy, baby. Mm-hmm.
Where are you from? You from Haiti? Jamaica? Where are you from? You black?
I'm black. My dad is Trinidad. He's from Trinidad.
Oh, wow.
Where's your mom from?
New York.
She's just a nigger. Just like me.
Wow, I'm a nigger. I don't like
We didn't say nigger. That's a nigger. It's a difference.
Yo, where's the hot spots in Trenton? I was looking for something to do in Trenton.
It ain't shit but trouble. It ain't shit but trouble.
I mean, put it like this: if your favorite color is red, you can do anything you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Out here? Oh, yeah.
It's blood central out there.
Mm-mm. Them motherfuckers out here ain't really about that.
Yeah, they're not.
That's all for show,
yo,
I
listen,
think.
Man, like,
I don't ain't really be pressure.
Niggas pop off to a lava nigga steps in them, man. Everybody tough till they get hit in their face.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them getting killed now.
So how did you know that we was on the show?
I didn't know, but I got your message saying that y'all were going to be on here Monday, but, you know, Monday passed, so I'm like, let me see if they...
Yeah, she's funny, like, it's because one show, I was supposed to schedule a show, and I had, like, a little situation, and she's like, oh, so are you going to be on time, or are you going to be 30 minutes late like you always are? And I'm like, nah, I'm going to be on time. She said, okay, well, I'll make sure I get there 30 minutes after you're supposed to be there. Because that's when we're going to get on. And I ended up not doing the show. So then I was like, all right, fuck it. Friday is a done deal. We're doing, what was it? Blind Date Friday or some shit like that. Or Blind Date Thursday or something. She sent me a message on MySpace talking about what happened. And I'm like, my electricity got cut off, you know, but we are going to be on there Monday, guaranteed. Monday came, didn't do a show. So I was like, yo, I got to do one today, man. I got to.
Hey, John just told me to call. I'm like, it's 9 o'clock.
Yo, if you want to hear my voice, all you have to do is call my phone number. You don't have to wait for the show. Let me get my phone. My phone number is 917.
You got my number.
Oh, I do have your number. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So I can call you anytime?
Don't matter.
That's what I'm talking
about. My house, that's the house phone, and it will get forwarded to myself if I'm
Say again?
Home. I said, if
oh,
I'm home, it'll get forwarded to myself.
All right. I'm calling you. Yo, I'm dead here. I'm calling you tomorrow.
You.
All
right. Yo.
If somebody calls up just to listen, will you see them?
Yeah, I'll see them, but if they push the number one button, then the hand will pop up and I mute them. If they don't push that, then...
Let me know if a 914 comes on.
Well, you got somebody stalking you?
Nah, but...
Why y'all got the X-Files music in
a minute? I just
planted a seed. It sounds scary. I'm talking about real deep. Like, oh, what's the DNA gonna be? I'm like, okay, I'm all into it. Like, what's gonna happen?
Is it going to be her baby or is it going to be his baby? Find out tomorrow on Fridays.
Oh man, yeah, I didn't really think that anybody was gonna call up because I'm pretty much the programmer. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not expecting anybody to call up, so I have nothing to talk about. So I'm probably just going to play music. And then everybody called. And I was like, okay, bet. That's what's up.
When I called, I heard music. I was about to hang up, but they started going off. And then that's when I started talking. I'm like, all right, let me see what they're talking about.
Man, what are these little lame-ass niggas talking about, those loser-ass niggas? Oh, poop-butt-ass niggas.
Poop
butt. That's funny. Hey, Fresh.
Yo.
Hey, how's your auntie doing?
Fucking fine, though.
Sheesh, yeah, I lost Patrice a long time ago.
Yeah.
Is she in Florida?
Nah, she up in Connecticut.
Connecticut? Oh, she's back in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Last time I talked to you, you said she was in Philly.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what she had told me. She told me she was in Philly, but I had talked to my Gma, and she ended up telling me she was in Connecticut the whole time.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, she's playing herself.
Yeah, man, yeah, because I even talked to the little girls, man. I even talked to my little cousins, and they told me to be.
Yeah, what's her name is in the illest niggas of North Jersey is looking for her.
Oh, word?
I mean, that's the last I checked a long time ago. Niggas was going to come out here, but they'd be stupid to come out here because that's like me going to your hood out in Florida. Like, oh, I'm going to fuck you up when I get down there. I don't know no way around your area, but I'm just talking shit. Nah, dog.
Hmm.
How do you go to somebody else's area and think that you're going to win?
You know, be funny about that, K. He swear he's Spanish Monday through Friday. As soon as they hit the weekends, he swear he black.
Who?
You know, I used to love that shit. A man. An ex-
the dude.
Dude, the crazy nigga, dog.
Duty.
He was swear he was black on the weekends, but swear he was Spanish on the weekdays. I ain't get it.
That's disgusting. You know what? Music nowadays is fucking up the young, man. I swear.
Nah, nigga, that gets people dancing and shit, dog. You got Lil Wayne talking about being a blood. Now all of a sudden, everybody wants to be a blood. Ain't that a bitch?
Alright, but everybody wants to be a jerk now. You're a jerk. I know. Hey, let's dance like we're fucking retarded on the street.
That
I mean,
is
like,
the funniest dance in the world.
Yeah, this guy actually knows a jerk. He was doing it the other day.
That shit is hilarious, son. I mean, I have a 13-year-old daughter. What do you want me to do?
I'll be
like,
rejected.
I don't know how the world works, man. That's a whole nother gimmick, son.
It is another gimmick.
Gimmick after gimmick after gimmick. That's a gimmick after gimmick. KFC grilled chicken. Come on, son. It's all
good. KFC grilled chicken.
Come on,
Pete Cobbler.
Kentucky fried chicken, dog. KFC. Let's be clear on that. I don't want my shit grilled. All my shit grilled, I go to fucking...
Grilled it myself.
Yeah,
man. No, that shit, man. But they always
that's
come out with these
songs. Shit.
Yeah, it is, but... Well, what I understand is they come out with these songs like, you know, like they always got... And in the clubs nowadays, it's not just straight-up music that you bob your head to and you dance to. Now they got, like, motherfucking, like, okay, throw your hands up. All right, turn around in a circle three times and jump up in the air. You know what I mean? You telling everybody to do this shit. How about you tell kids, yeah, how about you put on the beat and go do-do, 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 go to school, do-do, 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 do your homework. Like, why can't we have positive messages?
Yo,
why gotta be, yo, jump out the window and drink a 40 and stop picking ass?
Yo, GQ, there is a track that goes like that with Lil Jon.
Is there?
Yeah, I swear to God, there was an animated video when they had played the video. Yeah, it's called Read a Book. Everything is talking about brush your teeth. Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
All types of shit they're saying.
Dog, you need to do that, bro.
But you know how I like to play that shit, though?
Yeah.
Like once or twice.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that. It's positive. Nobody wants to hear that.
Exactly.
They just walk around, they brush their teeth in 10 years, but they can do the jerk.
Read a book. Read a motherfucking book. Read a book. You know
yeah,
what
I heard that one. I heard
yeah,
I heard
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah, there you go.
I know.
And I saw this white boy the other day, man. Look. You know, no homo pause, but sometimes you just realize it. Like, this dude's walking down the street. I'm like, damn, this dude's pants are tight as shit. And then he has another saddle. So if he was to wear his pants the way he's supposed to, he would fucking kill himself. Pants tight as shit. His pants was tight enough just to fit around his legs. He couldn't wear it on his waist. It was impossible to wear it on his waist.
I don't get that. I don't get how, first of all, how y'all niggas get these pants on, you know what I'm saying? Like, part of my language, part
they
of that.
They lay down on the bed.
I mean, I don't understand how they get the jeans on, but then, like, you can't, it's down below, like, your buttocks. Like,
Not that I'm watching niggas, but that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
The belt, like where the belt would be, is below your buttocks. So you can only walk for so far. Like, you're limiting yourself. Like,
they
you can't
still
run.
Hold their pants up.
Yeah, how are you going to run for the bus?
You're going to miss every bus? Like, come on. Is that what's going on?
You're going to miss every bus?
Is that what's happening? Like, that's the plan? Okay. Go with it.
They start
Jim Jones,
you
ran
too.
All that. Shit, yeah.
They starting to skateboard too. Don't forget that.
I mean, I skate, but I don't have to wear tight jeans and all that. Like,
niggas is on some Lupe Fiasco type shit, man.
Yeah. Niggas got mohawks.
Push.
Niggas want skinny jeans.
I can't do that. It's okay if your jeans is fitted, but you can't be wearing skinny jeans like me.
It ain't nothing if you got a mohawk. I mean, that's just your self-expression, you know what I'm saying? But
that's part of,
like, what skateboarding is about, too. Like,
I didn't know that. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you, like, all the people are just walking with the suits on, like, you're in the Matrix. You're the only person, like, if you take a scene out of the Matrix and you're the only person with a skateboard, you're like Neo. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to that degree. You know what I mean? But that's just what it is. Because it's so not mainstream. Like, it's not like, except in corporate America, you can't skate on the sidewalk faster than you can walk, you know. And you really, the skateboarding laws are real vague in New York, too. I don't know how they are in Jersey, but, like, the whole shit goes against convention. Like, what's normal, you know what I'm saying? Like, get up, go to work, 9 to 5, suit and tie, corporate. Like, it goes against that. Anyway, niggas is pussy, man.
Yeah, niggas is buns. Niggas is bonbons, man.
Bonbons?
Bonbons, man. Niggas is... Yo! Remember that chick that was, I'm going to meet this guy because I... You know, all this, and I never met him before.
Yo, Rob. Yo, GQ.
Yo.
I got a party for New Year's Eve.
Where are you?
After the ball drops, I got a party, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Where at?
In Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah? How much?
Free? Come on, dog. It's free.
Where is it?
I'll get more info, but it's a basement, little basement party. It starts at 1.
Cool.
It don't end until, like...
Huh? Yeah, word. Yeah, this is questions that need to be asked.
Who's what?
Whose basement is it?
It's a Brooklyn basement, yo.
You never been to
a basement party, a little reggae basement party?
Yeah, them things be.
Hold on. Nigga from work or
something? Huh?
Nigga from work?
Yeah, it's my man from work.
Okay, all right. I thought you meant like, yo, I saw this flyer
on
the street.
Not some nondescript. No. It's my nigga from work.
Let's see wine and...
Oh, yeah. Listen, Trent, you're welcome to come too, Trent. What are you doing on New Year's Eve, Trent?
I'm going to be out in New York.
Yo, I'm dead real. I'm dead real. You come out if you
I'm
want.
I'm serious. I'm catching the train out there because that's how
yo,
I'm getting. I'm
listen, don't... Yo, don't front. First of all, you got to wear the tightest shit you have. All right?
All right.
Second of all, I don't want you wearing any... Listen, these are prerequisites for you to come.
Uh-huh.
You can't wear any panties, okay?
Oh, man.
You can't wear any panties. You got to wear the tightest shit you have, and your hair has to be... I want to still smell a... You know how you still smell a burnt hair when a girl comes from the beauty salon? I want to smell a burnt hair, because that's keeping it true West Indian style. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm supposed to keep a hot comb or a curler or something on me. Like, I can't do that.
What kind of hairstyle do you have?
Oh, it's in a wrap right now.
Okay. But it's going to be fresh for the New Year's, right?
Of course.
Okay. So, yo, I'm dead real. Come through. I'm dead real.
I'll be up for New Year's. I don't want nothing on my neck.
Well, I got a question.
Hold on. I got. You don't want a pearl necklace on your neck?
No, I said I don't want no hair on my neck for New Year's.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's going to be up. That's what I'm saying.
Is 6'4 going to be in the building?
I don't know. You got to talk to him. I don't know. Well, I'm going to hang out in the Bronx, and then from there, I'm making my way to Brooklyn, yo.
Hey.
EX, I hear you, son.
I'm going to hear you.
I'm going to
have a session. They're going to have a session.
And you know that shit don't end till like 7 o'clock in the morning. And, yo, the last time I went to a Brooklyn basement, I went to a Brooklyn basement party this summer. That shit, yo, I left at 5 o'clock in the morning. That shit ain't end till 8.
Wow.
I got there at 12. I got there at 1. Right? I didn't leave. I was drunk as shit. I didn't leave till 5.
Some
that shit ain't end till 8.
Party. They provide food. They provide
drink. Everything. Everything. Everything.
You want a room? They'll let you rent out a room.
I mean, hey, I'm with it.
You mean it's necessary.
I'm with it. We just got to make sure we don't bang on the damn furnace, you know? I don't want to get kicked out by the old black man from Sean Paul's video. Yeah, this is the last time. I told you about the bacon and the furnace.
Yeah, it's off the
hook. I tell you, if you're going to have women like that was in that video down there, bro, I'm there.
It's New Year. You already know what it's gonna be like, dog. It's New Year's. It's New Year's, and it's a fucking. It's not like a party you gotta pay $150, $200 for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody's gonna be in the building. Everybody. What?
Yo, GQ. When is the show end?
10 o'clock.
Let's get it on to the early moon.
Mm-hmm.
You already know. You know.
Hey, yo, Fresh, you might want to get in. You might want to get in your freshly made boat made out of tennis rope and tennis ball skin, and you might want to paddle up to New York.
It's 1950 Chevrolet that he turned into a raft.
Uh huh. Or his raft that's made out of Dutch wrap.
Or his raft that he turned into a 1950 Chevrolet.
Hey, you remember that shit? Damn, that nigga did his history.
That nigga did his history.
Yo, you know Cuba, you know you could go to Cuba now, right?
Yeah.
President Obama, since 1950, you couldn't go to Cuba because of Fidel Castro.
Are you serious? I didn't even know.
Yeah, now that Obama's in office, he's allowing flights to go from the U.S. into Cuba.
Mm. Yeah.
Obama,
yep. Oh, fuck that. I'm going to Cuba for vacation then.
Hmm.
And you know they pour shit over there too.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You know they pour shit.
That's fine. Yeah. You already know what this nigga about to say. Yeah, I want to go to a country where a dollar is like $1 million. If I don't just fall out. $10. $10 million.
Yeah, you know what's a good spot? Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Yeah, $100,000 to us is like $10 million to them.
How much? How many thousand dollars?
Like $100,000 to us is almost like a mil.
Oh,
10
shit,
mil
I
to them.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
I was told in Dominican Republic, like them women, you can buy a woman for a day just for $2.
You can do that in Cuba.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That explains why your mom is still in my hair. I ain't giving her no money. I just threw some gummy bears at her.
Nigga, you got hair?
Huh?
Got hair?
I bought his mom for some Teddy Graham. Some honey Teddy Graham.
Oh, he said Teddy Graham.
Nigga said honey Teddy Graham.
In the yellow box.
Hey, yo, Trenton.
Yeah.
When was that day that broad was like, oh, I'm going to meet this dude, and how should I go about it, and this and that, and yada, yada, yada?
I think she was lying.
No, that person was actually me.
That was you?
Yeah, and when I met her, I thought I was looking at, like, a skinny-ass, pooky crackhead.
When you met who?
Wait. So when she came on, you and her already talked about meeting and everything.
Yeah.
She didn't know that you was the dude that she was going to see?
Oh, no, she did, but she was playing it off because she didn't want to put it out there.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so
don't be on a dummy mission. Okay.
Exactly. we talking about Baby Ruth.
Who's that?
You know Baby Ruth, nigga. The chick Ruth that was on the church.
Okay.
And me and this nigga Six met her, and this bitch looked fiend out. I mean, pictures.
For real?
Yo.
She was coming like she was a thick lady.
Yo, she was skinny as hell.
Hold on, who are you talking about, man?
Talking about that chick that out in when we went out to Manhattan, that dummy mission.
Where y'all meet her at?
That was pretty bad, yeah.
Where y'all meet her at?
She looked like Pepe Le Pew in the face, man.
Where y'all meet her at?
Yo, so much to the point where, like, when they came out, like, and it's not like I was looking forward to anything to begin with, but, you know, I was there to hang out with my brother, have a good time, whatever the case is. When they came out, like, I looked at them, and he had to tell me, yo, all right, that's them right there, because, like, I didn't pay any attention to them. I was like, look at this one. This one is, like, all over the bouncer and doing, like, entirely too much. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the club. I forget the name of the club, but it was somewhere out in Manhattan.
Club Who Gives a Shit.
Club Who Gives a Shit. Who gives a shite?
Shit.
Yo, caller, you're on the air. 914.
What?
You on the air. Damn, what the fuck? Yo, God damn.
Y'all
nigga, you know you in the air.
Y'all mean it too.
They ain't gonna be me much longer.
Oh, my bad. That wasn't me this time. That was E. That was E.
Stop lying on me, nigga. Stop lying on me, nigga.
That wasn't me.
You could never hear me on my little ass phone.
You ain't gonna get me
straighten up.
You ain't gonna get me all cursed out, all intelligently and all that. You know what I mean?
That's out of class to call this damn thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in school right now. Trying to stay awake.
Getting your learn on?
Not really.
You ain't straightening up shit. You talking to?
Shut up, Six.
Let it fall back.
Whatever.
Baby bed.
Homeless tonight.
Yeah, I was highly upset. I mean, it was cold that day. She was ugly.
When you and Six went to go meet girls.
Oh, first of all, I went to go meet a girl. He just tagged along for my safety.
Back him up.
I don't think it's working though.
Sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't have been talking about it. That's crazy.
If I wanted, yo, I kept texting her and all that. I wanted her to call the show so bad just to listen to me just shit on her.
Something like that other bitch that keep calling and she talk curse you out and shit.
Is it time to go yet? Oh, my God. What is he talking about now?
So what I'm probably going to do is one of these days, like maybe like tomorrow's show or something, I'm going to talk about blind dates again, but this is going to be the official show, and I'm going to probably call her up on three-way and leave the show. I'm going to leave the show comments now because she don't have a computer. She only listens when she calls.
I'm hanging up. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, what you hanging up for?
Because I got to go back to class. When is
you better cut class. You better act like this is damn 10th grade. Cut class.
Listen.
Hey, you better play some hooky, man.
What time is the class over?
10 o'clock.
All right, so call back. We'll still be on.
No, you won't.
What time is it?
It's 9:46, but I can schedule probably like another show.
Do that.
At like 10, at 10:30, 11:30.
No,
but that nigga's going to have to
get 11. It ain't 10:30,
11:30. We're going to be on until like 10:30, right?
All right, well, yeah. Oh, but she won't be able to call up. You'd have to call on three-way.
You sure?
Yeah, because I only can schedule this.
Whatever, son.
I mean, we'll make it work. We'll make it work, you know?
We gotta make it work.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, go back to class, please. At a time. Because that damn voice, whoo, go back to class. Go learn.
What?
Turn it on, please, immediately.
What did you say?
Immediately.
Well,
that wasn't me. That wasn't G. That was E.
Nigga, that wasn't me. I'm not you, the damn talk show host.
Nah, dog.
You better mute me or something.
No. No, I did see him actually. I see him every now and then. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will.
Yo, tell that nigga in the background I want my money, man. I ain't playing this stuff.
And tell that nigga in the background to put his shoes up.
tell him to put some shoelaces in his boots.
Going back.
Listen, yo, what's up with your cousin?
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
My cousin?
Yeah, your cousin.
Which one?
Huh?
Which one?
What do you mean, which one? The one that wants to have my children.
Oh, I didn't even realize who I was talking to. I don't know.
Does she still want to have my children, or did she...
I don't know what's going on with her. She's mad at me right now.
Okay. That's cool. So she's... If she's mad at you, she's mad at me. She's mad at us.
Right.
I'm riding with you. I'm riding with you.
That's right. I don't know.
All right, well, when you go back into class, I just want to say that lights are in the air, all right?
Huh?
Lights are in the air.
What do you want me to say?
Lights are in the air. I thought you were from the islands. Lights are in the air.
I hear you.
Roll your boat.
Whatever.
Signal the plane. Yo, hold on. I had a question for you, too. Damn, I forgot what it was.
Am I
going to
see you when I pay my visit?
DCLs.
Hmm?
Are you going to what?
Am I going to see you when I come pay my visit?
What is it? When are you visiting?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday? Not this Saturday.
No, the day after Christmas.
The day after Christmas? I don't know. I should be there. I don't think I'm having my daughter, so I don't know what I'll be doing. If I'm not at work, then I'll be there.
That's my birthday.
Oh, that's your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, so we going out or what? We going out?
I'm not going anywhere.
Huh?
I'm not going anywhere.
What do you mean you're not going? It's your birthday.
I'm leaving Westchester. I am going out.
Not that deal.
I'm not in the mood to go anywhere.
Oh, you don't want to go to a club or anything like that?
Not that deal.
No.
All right.
I just want to relax.
What are you doing for New Year's?
I don't know. I'll probably be out there.
Yo, listen. Come to this. Yo, I got this this party popping off at 1:00. I'm doing a promotion for this party.
I don't know.
Ain't you from the West Indies too, ain't you?
Yeah.
All right, so you fit right in. Listen. I want you to three things. All right, three things. You ready? Mm-hmm. I want you to wear the tightest pants you have. Okay. Hello.
Preferably fishnet pants.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, yeah, preferably. Then I want you to wear, you can't wear any underwear, excuse me if I offended anybody, you can't wear any underwear, alright? Hello, did I lose you? Hello?
I'm listening.
Okay, and the third thing, right, is you gotta have, you know that burnt hair smell that you have when you come from the hair salon?
No, I don't know that smell.
Aww. Not the hell. But you gotta be fresh from the hair salon. All right.
The hair salon's gonna be fresh from 1:00 in the morning.
I don't know, but you better make it work.
Always fresh, girl.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta make it work. Gotta make it work.
Because
you know you're gonna have a bunch of competition there. So, you know, just
I'm gonna
just
have
show
competition. Me?
Yes, you. Yes, you.
You're
you.
Crazy.
You.
Oh, that's hot. I like that talk.
Listen, no. Don't like it. Cause is it confidence or is it arrogance? Which one?
Yes.
That's what
there
we need to find out.
There is
huh?
no competition. First of all, I'm not rolling up in there with no stank ass, tight ass fishnet tight. Okay? Nobody's doing that, right?
Hold on. Did you ever do that when you were younger?
No.
You never did that when you were younger?
No, darling.
Wow. Okay. So you've been conservative your whole life?
Somewhat.
No short mini skirts with nothing under the mini skirt. No, none of that.
Mm-mm.
What about you, Trenton? Any of that?
What?
Any of that, you know, short mini skirts with nothing under, just, you know, free balling or free cooching, whatever you want
to
call it?
No, I can't free ball. That don't feel right to me. I ain't trying to catch cold.
No, what are you talking about? That's living on the edge. That's living life on the edge.
I'd rather do it in the house. I walk around like that in my house.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Okay.
Hello, free ball in your house. That's back. I pre-ball when I go in the shower, too. I be free-balling like a motherfucker in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Don't everybody? Doesn't everybody?
I'm going back to class right now, for real, okay? I'm done.
All right, all right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Not now.
Hey, signal the plane. Signal the plane.
Signal the plane. Roger move. Roger move.
He sounds just like that motherfucker, sir.
Stop being under the damn pilot. Hey, man, this is a lot of
fun. Background over that conversation, I'm like, this is crazy.
Yo, think about it, though. I'm telling you, get your tightest shit ready for first of the year. Get your tightest shit.
With no drawers on?
I want your tightest shit ready. Or I'll be waiting there with a can of spray paint.
Wow, that's
oh, shit.
Spray that shit on.
Spray
on clothes.
Are you bringing any homegirls with you?
Maybe.
Are they Jamaican or Haitian or?
No.
What are they? Just regular black?
Yeah. But
it's all good.
Music.
It's all good. I could deal with the regular black girls.
Yeah.
Them Jamaican girls are serious, man.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they definitely coming in there with no draws on.
Yo, them girls are serious. Yo, them Jamaican girls are serious, man. Serious.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you're
no,
falling in love.
He said her homegirls are definitely coming there with no draws on.
Oh, really?
I ain't say that. Jamaican girls is definitely coming in there with no drawers on.
Yo, you like you. Everybody know Belly? Everybody know Belly, right?
Yeah.
Remember that bitch that
the one that
killer,
was a booty clap?
No, the killer chick. Well, yeah,
oh,
I too.
Oh, okay,
I too.
Yeah.
But the killer chick from Belly?
Uh-huh.
Serious. Serious. Greased up and oily and shit.
I'm gonna tell you. Go watch that Sean Paul get busy, John, when they were in the basement. The chick that was dancing, the main John,
I know who that is. She's I think she's like an actor or some shit like that.
Yo, she has a muffin.
That's
the
shit right there.
I mean, I can't really dance worth nothing, but I can do the butterfly like a motherfucker.
Okay.
So, I mean, girl running the corner with a Corolla in my hand. Like, yeah.
Nigga, I could do the bogle. I'm a bogle killer, man.
Okay.
Kill the bogle, we'll nigga.
Take that down to the ground.
Hell yeah, right?
Huh?
The bogle?
Ass titties.
Yo, that's down south right there. That's down south.
Yeah.
They don't know nothing about that shit, dog.
You know
that's
what
shit.
That is, dog.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Yeah, you hear it. You hear it.
You know where that song's originated?
What?
Peanut butter jelly. You know where that's originated?
Where?
On Beach County.
Beach County?
Palm Beach County.
Oh, Palm Beach County. Wow.
Yep.
I thought that was some damn Baltimore
man,
shit.
Man, that's an interesting tidbit.
Yeah,
know.
I thought it was some Baltimore shit, too.
Get on the pole. Get on the floor if you got that booty.
Yeah, she's ready. She's in going mode.
Oh, gosh. I know.
Yo, train him. Your training.
New Year's Eve, because there's a lot of stuff going on New Year's Eve, so I'm bringing the New Year's in right.
Hold on, are you coming down or what?
Like I said, I'm already be out there, so, you know, like I said.
You front.
You
front. You
front. So
you front.
How am
you
I
front.
Going to find out that everything, like, what's up?
You drive?
I'm going to be out there. I'm not going to be driving. I told you I'm taking the train out there.
All right. You got some place to stay?
Hey, I got
I got family out there. I was born and raised out there. So.
Okay, all right. All
right. Yeah, she probably looks like a wildebeest.
Huh?
I said, you probably look like a wildebeest.
You know what? I am. I am a
wildebeest rider. Hey, yeah, I got to make fresh from at home because we was playing all this reggae shit, and you know what I mean? We barely playing Spanish music. So I got to let this, you know, this nigga, thick-ass nigga feel at home.
Oh, God.
Don't play any Spanish music, please. Please.
One hit wonder.
That was a shit when it came out, though.
It was.
And then Boss got on it.
Woo!
How you check me and give me the Uchi Walla Walla? Swallow a couple shots of the yak and make a dollar. Little mama in the crib with a focus to be a scholar. Type of the devil, over shoulders might need to follow. Not a dick in the bug and come with a little shop of horror. Take it to the Caribbean, got a caravana. Still a Mediterranean and enjoy the water. When the road is rocky, you keeping me shocky. Take your kid and listen to my mic when you check on your poppy. When you're right, baby, hug me with all your might and put it on again because you know that it's on tonight. Break up the makeup, you know that we go on a fight. And if we ride it together, let's do it then. Never ever wanna let you go. Tell me what you're feeling, cause I wanna know. If you're around, you know I'm down. I'll be that girl, keeps you on ground. Me here, just be love. It feels good, stay enough. Keep you right, believe in love.
If you want me to stay, believe me to stay. If you want me to stay,
love and listen. That's that shit.
Hell yeah.
Yo, Busta did kill that track, though.
Hell yeah, he did.
He did.
I'm about to download that song tonight.
You know, Negroes have to always mix something that's Spanish up.
This is the last time.
That shit is funny, man. Old ass man got like what, like 100,000 just for saying that, or maybe 2,000. Oh.
Thank you. Hey. I don't want to have to do with it, Mr. Hall. It's stressing me out. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Make sure I hit us up tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. holding it down, Angry Bastard Radio. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here, but they changed their mind.
I don't know what's going on tomorrow. I don't know what, but I mean, niggas is going to be probably partying and bullshitting, or maybe we just have some type of topic. I mean, you'll find out when you tune in. Hit us up at MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Twitter.com/
I touched you.
AB_radio. OpalSpace.com/THE_TD_show. Mm-hmm. And as far as Facebook, I'm about to get the show on Facebook. I mean, eventually, maybe tomorrow, because I'm off.
Yeah,
you had Trenton State in the building. You had, you know, the infamous Milky in the building. Yeah, motherfucking GQ. Fresh in the building. Ill E. 6-4 in the building, man. Yeah. FD's in the Matrix, you know. And Kuba, she's somewhere in, you know, with a hit in Wisconsin milking a cow.
I'm cold as hell over there.
You know what I mean? Stop banging on the damn furnace, all right? This is the last time.
Angry bastards.
Yeah, angry bastards. Stop.
Okay.
Right now, y'all on the free edition. Right now, it's like the extra edition. So we're not live right now, but the shit is still recording. And normally, when the shit's still recording, it turns to get a little ugly. I mean, like, he turns up a little notch. You know, niggas start going in. Niggas start shitting on niggas like this fresh to death. Dust the Bugless in the nose having ass nigga.
Hey, you know what's funny? You know what's funny? I'm watching your moms on Cops right now. Prostitute again. Again, my nigga. Hold on. They found 4 rocks on it this time. So, dude.
Oh, yeah. They got 4 rocks, huh?
They got 4 rocks this time, dog. Damn, she getting pissed.
It's cool, man, because I just staged the grandmother because she stole my 50 cents that I was going to buy from, you know, I was going to use to get 2 quarter waters.
No, 2 hours is off the highway from him.
You gonna break it down to the G-Ma?
Huh?
You gonna break it down to the grandma, man? It's not my fault. Your grandma looks sexier than your mom's do, bro.
Oh,
no doubt. Go by what?
Your mom's a gilf, my nigga.
Oh yeah, yo, a gilf. Nigga, your mom's a filth, nigga. A bitch I like to fuck, nigga. Hey, yeah, your mom's still in cardboard in the back of Best Buy.
But I'm still getting head from your grandmother still watching Murder, She Wrote, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's how I get off.
Murder, She Wrote.
Having
a beautiful time.
Yo, Trenton.
What's that?
What time you get off?
What time I get off of work?
Yeah.
I told you, I'm on maternity leave. You know I just had a baby.
Oh, you on maternity leave?
Yeah.
Hold on. How old is the kid?
Obviously a couple of weeks old and she's on maternity leave.
She getting an extension, honey.
Couple of weeks old?
I was home for 4 months.
Hold on, excuse me. We're not talking to you right now. Thank you. 1 second.
Ooh, that wasn't GQ. That was not GQ.
Who let her out of the closet? First of all.
I know who that was, GQ. Don't even worry.
Who let her out of the closet?
What?
Let me start again. Trenton?
Yeah.
Trenton and only Trenton. how old is your kid, though?
She about to be 4 months.
4 months?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so some of that weight you have is baby weight.
Huh?
Some of that weight you have is baby weight.
No, not anymore. I gotta work out because I gotta get back to work.
Oh, so you were already, you were 163 before you had your baby.
Yeah.
And what'd you go up to when you had your baby?
I am 170 now.
Huh?
20 pounds.
One what?
I'm 170 right now. I lost 20 pounds.
You're 145 now?
I am, but I'm 170 now. I lost 20 pounds.
I don't care.
Having a baby.
Hold on. How much weight did you gain when you have C-section scars?
No.
Damn it.
I had the baby.
Stretch marks? You got stretch marks?
No.
You got pregnancy scars? How much weight did you gain? Terrible. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Horrible. Nosy ass.
You don't have any stretch marks?
No, I don't. You want to sit through my belly?
Damn. So, what do you have, a girl or a boy?
A girl.
What's her name?
Shania.
Shania?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Where's the father?
Out and about.
Huh?
Out and about.
But he's coming back home, though, right?
Shit, I ain't fucking with him. I've been with that nigga for 9 years.
Oh, you've been with him for 9 years?
Yeah, I got a 7-year-old and a 4, almost 4.
Whoa.
Don't act like none of this is
new.
I knew this.
Whoa.
No, that's L.E. That's not J.Q.
Whoa.
23 from 7 take away from
23? That's
18,
right?
No.
Dog, that baby will be 5 years old, you non-counting bastard.
Wait. 23 minus 7 is 20, right?
Oh, Lord.
God. When did you have your baby?
Listen, she's 23.
Death-ass,
non-counting-ass nigga. Yeah, for real. Go back to school.
Hold on, 23 minus 7 is
16.
Yes.
17.
16.
Yes.
Damn, yeah, dog.
Yes.
Yo, Katie.
No, that's all good. I'm just kidding. So you had your first child. What do you have, a boy or a girl?
I had a boy at 16.
A boy at 16.
Uh-huh.
And you have a girl at 23.
Yep.
Girl at 23. That's cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So how come every time you talk, it sounds like your head is underneath the dryer or something?
Well, I'm doing my hair right now. I'm curling my hair. I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. What hair are you curling?
I'm curling it so when I wrap it and when I let it down in the morning, it'll have a nice, full little body to it.
You know what? I saw this girl's hair the other day, and I wanted to have sex with her hair. Is that crazy? Yo. This girl's hair looked so fucking, it was blowing in the wind, and I was just like, wow. Like, my hair looked good, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. My hair looks real fun, and it was shiny and all that.
Huh? You can tell she takes care of her hair.
No, her hair looked real, and it wasn't a weave or nothing like that.
That's good.
I hate women that wear weaves. I hate that shit.
Well,
if you got beautiful hair, just show it. And if you're bald headed, show it.
Right.
I'm falling in love with your hair, and then when you go in the bathroom and you come back in the room and you're bald headed, I'm like, whoa, what happened?
I don't have any hair.
Huh?
I don't have any hair.
Who don't have any hair?
Me.
You bald?
Is that milky?
Yeah.
You don't got no hair, so you're bald headed.
Did it look like I had any hair when you fucking saw me?
It looked like you had some hair. You got more than just spots. I noticed one chick older. She got no hair.
So, yeah, I mean, you like you like Jordan Ball?
Yeah. Sure am.
No. If you have a low cut, that's cool. But if you are bald, like looking like Romy Rome or some shit without the wig, or
David Wayans.
I will never grow my hair back ever again.
Or looking like Fire Marshal Bob, or Bill.
I will keep my hair short forever.
Ah, that's cool. You wear it short, right?
Yeah.
You don't wear a wig.
No.
You have
okay
women.
Then, so that's cool. I forgot that I called this nigga SD.
At any time. To listen to your message.
I forgot I called this nigga SD. You know, so it's cool. Like, okay, you wear, you got a baldy, you know what I mean? So that's cool. But I hate women that wear wigs and front like, yeah, this is my hair. Yeah. And if you look at them close, wigs kind of make your head itch. So every once in a while, you look at a chick, and as she's scratching her hair, it looks like she's scratching, like, through a fitted hat.
No, I have seen bitches put pens in their hair, scratch their head with pencils, pens.
They slap their head.
Yeah, they slap themselves in the head. Let me tell you, anytime something is making you crazy the way you got to just box yourself upside your fucking head, you ain't supposed to have that shit. When you just, you having a conversation and a bitch just start busting herself in the fucking forehead, that shit is so good, man. You ain't supposed to do that.
That's funny. I seen that shit like 2 days ago.
No, I seen that shit. My homegirls be in, yo, the butt fucking they self up. I'm like, bitch, take that shit out. You got fucking sugar lumps on your fucking forehead. Take that shit out. Damn.
And they got the damn, my head itches. So I'm going to smack my head in
the
face.
Can you imagine how dirty that is? That's a dirty bitch. Because you keep that shit in your hair for weeks. What the fuck are you doing? And then you put oil and shit. That shit stinks.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that?
Why are you hating? That's hate. It sounds like hate.
Sweetie, I can never hate. If I wanted my hair to grow, my shit would be long.
Hold on, let me tell you something. Okay? Don't think just because you light skin and you got a little bit of good hair, you ain't gonna talk about my sisters. You ain't gonna talk about my sisters out there who's weaved up and who's black and ugly.
And she's from the islands. You gotta add she's from the islands.
Whatever.
Yeah, don't think 'cause you red bone you are. Let me tell you something.
That has nothing to do with it.
I want me a dark, ashy black.
Black
man. That's how I like them. That's how I like them.
That has nothing
to
do with it,
bro.
Though. But, I mean, you know.
Stank, funky, dirty.
But it's like putting it on the front, man. Like, I saw this one chick from the projects the other day when
Why
I was out on
the project, dog? Why she got to be from the
projects? She was from the projects. And the chick, I'm looking at her, I'm like, okay, damn, she got a stuffy, she got a sharp fat ass, she look cute. And I'm looking at her hair, and I'm like, yo, if that's her hair, that's what's up. Come to find out she had a wig on. Like, now your head is lying to me. Your hair is lying to me. Like, you're lying from the gate.
God, yeah, that shit is fucked up.
I can't do it. And to the point where now they got songs out here. Just put a weave in it. I'm sorry,
that
man.
Shit
it's
is
called.
Fucked up.
The weave it. It's called weave it or some shit.
That shit is not fair. It's not
it's
right.
It's disgusting, man.
Did any of you guys see that Chris Rock movie?
Mm-hmm. I didn't get it.
Which one?
Yeah.
The hair show or the hair kids. Something?
Nah,
First of all, fuck what Chris Rock said. Once everybody seen what the fuck happened to Malcolm X when he was in there trying to perm his shit. And the police raided, and he had to sit in the fucking toilet. And how him and his man was looking in the courtroom after that fucking lie since they fucking scalp to the skull. Everybody should have known from then that they shouldn't have been putting that shit in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, you know, like on farms, they give that to pigs. They give lie to pigs to keep them away from the food and stuff. And the
really?
Pig will eat it, and it won't even affect the pig. So if it can't do shit, if the pig eats that shit, you already know that shit shouldn't be on nobody's scalp. Please. Good.
That shit is funny.
Give me a washing set. Put me under the dryer and I'm good for a week.
I got a question, ladies. Listen, ladies, I'm talking to both of you now.
Trenton? Put the baby in the garbage like Brenda did. Trenton, I'm talking to you.
Oh my lord.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to hell for that. I'm going to hell.
Angry Bastard Ray does not condone baby ditching. We don't condone.
I'm going to hell. I know. I'm going to hell. I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
And a hand basket, nigga.
I'm going to hell. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, all right, let me ask you.
Laughing at that shit.
Huh?
Dick better not be laughing at that shit either.
No, you ain't got no control over it. Jeez, listen, you better keep your 914 self in 914. Don't try to control what goes on at 718.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Actually, 347.
Well, whatever. I got a question, ladies. Trenton, are you there? She's not there, right?
I'm here.
Okay, I have a question. My daughter, right, she has micro braids, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're looking real busted right now. So,
I think I had a fight with Mike Tyson.
Right, yeah. I don't want to pay another $160 because that cuts into my Christmas spending. You know what I'm saying? So,